the iRadio Network. And joining me in studio this morning for our monthly update from the Sheriff's Office is Lincoln County Sheriff Shane Johnson, and actually joined in studio also with County Attorney Spencer Allred today as well. Sheriff Johnson, Attorney Allred, good morning. How are you guys today?
Good morning, Duke.
Thank you.
I appreciate you guys coming in. And a couple of more headline incidents happening over the last couple of months that have involved the both of your offices. And so I wanted to have you both in to kind of discuss that and what's going on. And so, Sheriff, maybe we'll start with you and what's those two separate incidences that happened in Aetna. And before we get to where things are at, walk us through the process of the investigative process, if you will, because I know there's been a lot of questions that have come up with how the sheriff's office has handled this. Yeah. And so maybe touch on that.
We're taking quite a bit of heat, mostly on social media, but I've even been approached individually about what's going on there and why we haven't done anything. And the main comment I would make to that is that our priority is not to satisfy curiosity. I mean, safety's the number one, and we've said before there's no danger to other people, and that, you know, wasn't enough for some people, which I get, but we're always going to err on the side of the integrity of the investigation, not make sure everybody has all the info that they think is important to them. Again, that's when you put a case together, and if you ultimately have to prosecute that, all those things become kind of important as the way that you've investigated and the steps you've taken along the way. So we take some heat over it sometimes. That's something I'm willing to do, because at the end of the day, the most important thing is what we put together a case that's correct and accurate, not influenced by what other people think it ought to be. So that's, you know, that's just the process. And this one's drawn out a little bit, and people have kind of made up some narratives to satisfy the lack of information that they were thought was out there, that they didn't get from us. So anyway, we do have an update on that today, but the I wanted to kind of clarify how that process works and why we're in certain cases we're just not going to talk about it until we have something put together.
Well, if I understood correctly, in the April incident, I mean, you had someone in a coma for quite a while, and it took a while to even get to be able to talk with everybody involved.
Right.
And so, I mean, and all that kind of stuff plays into it as well, right?
Sure. Interviews and accurate information before we start putting out information is important. Again, the integrity of the investigation is foremost, not the curiosity on Facebook or by other individuals. We were in contact with people involved in the case, obviously, and talking to them, but you know, people want to know. I get that. I'm certainly not misunderstanding the fact that people want to know what's going on in the community. I get that. Again, our priority is always going to be the investigation, the integrity, and make sure that we do that right without making sure we tell a story that so people know. And safety, I get that. That was brought up, but we knew all along there was not a threat to other people. There, you know, we did have two incidents in the same place. They were unrelated, and so that kind of fed it as well, the idea that, you know, all hell's breaking loose, so to speak. But, that's where we're at now, and we've put together a case, turned it over to County Attorney's Office, and Spencer is here to kind of tell you how that process works. But
so, Spencer, so just to reiterate what you said, though, these two incidents, completely unrelated, different people involved, no correlation, right? So, Spencer, let's start with the April incident, the first one, if you will. And my understanding is the investigation has been turned over to your office from the Sheriff's Department. So update us on that. What can you tell us?
Yeah, that's correct. And I would just echo what Sheriff Johnson said as well. Our biggest issue is the integrity of the investigation. And a lot of times, anything that can that is happening in the investigation, especially when it outside influences, as the sheriff said, it can affect the prosecution later on. And so not only is it protecting the integrity of the investigation, but it protects the integrity of the prosecution later on. So we have to be very careful with how we go about these things. And as the sheriff said, his investigation takes place and then it gets turned over to my office. That has happened at this point. What we're doing at this point is taking that investigation And as you can imagine, it took some time to get the investigation to us. So I've got a large file right now that I'm going through right now as well. We have not decided which charges, if any, to file at this point. We're going through all the information, sitting down, going through relevant statutes, case law, and previous cases that have come through in the state of Wyoming, as well as some things that the legislature's done in the past related to gun incidents and things like that, to decide whether or not charges are appropriate in this matter. And so we're going through that. Again, as the sheriff stated, his investigation moves for the fact of I shouldn't say slowly, but very carefully. We're doing the same thing in my office. We're being very careful about the investigation and how it moves forward to determine whether or not we have a case and to put together the best case possible. So that's a methodical approach and process, and it does take some time. And so that's where we're at right now with that.
So, Sheriff, last time we had you in the studio, you mentioned this was a domestic incident. It was a shooting incident. Anything else throughout the investigation that you can share up to that point, or where are things at now?
I guess what I would say is you can tell from the comments here this morning by the county attorney already and myself, it's not a cut and dry shooting. There's a lot of nuance to this, and some other laws come into place, the ability to protect yourself and different things like those are all things that we have to look at and make sure. So I think that's all I would say on it. Just that it wasn't as straightforward as maybe some people wanted it to be. And there's we consider all those things: the ability to protect your place, the ability to be safe in your domain. All those things come into play, and all the circumstances surrounding it. What was going on before, went after. What maybe some what got it to that point, who was there, maybe, was there substance involved in it? So all those things are being looked at, and that's why it's just not a cut and dry. It sounds pretty simple. There's a lot of things going on there, and that's why it's taken a bit.
So Attorney Allred, in that case specifically, as you go through this methodical process, is the way you said it, do you have maybe a ballpark timeline, or what are your expectations at this point?
Here in the next couple of weeks is what I expect. As we go through each and every case that has happened over the last few years in the state, Sheriff Johnson put it perfectly. As we look through this, there is a lot of layers to this case, not only on both sides, I should say. With the person, with all people that were involved, there's a lot of layers. There's a lot of statutes that come into play, as well as defenses and nuances that the case law has really brought out over the last few years. Cases that have gone to court, whether convictions have been made or acquittals have been made on those types of things, because of, as Shane put it, the defense of property and some other defense claims there. So we're going through each and every process there to determine exactly what should happen in this case. I assume in the next 2 to 3 weeks we should be ready to go there.
Lincoln County Sheriff Shane Johnson and Lincoln County Attorney Spencer Allred both in studio today. And then, as we mentioned, you compound that with a separate incident that happened later on. June 1st, I believe, is when it took place. And this was a different incident with different people, different involvement. And I understand that charges have actually been filed in this one, correct, Spencer?
They have, yes. That one was an arrest was made immediately on that, charges have been filed on that. There was actually four counts that got filed in that case. One was possession of a deadly weapon with unlawful intent. We had an aggravated assault, an aggravated burglary, as well as use of a controlled substance. Methamphetamine was present in that as well. The case has been has gone to the initial appearance stage in that. Bond was set at $125,000 cash or surety. At this point, a preliminary hearing was scheduled. We did have a suspension of proceedings, is what we call that, for a competency evaluation to be done. That is filed by both the defense and the state, my office, and the court has signed off on that. So we do have what we call a suspended proceedings at this point to determine whether or not there is competency to proceed in this. So the state hospital will actually get involved at this point to determine whether or not we have a mental illness that played into this or not. And so we have some evaluations being done at this point. But we are well within that case. Charges have been filed. Bond is set, so there is a very low likelihood that we have any persons that were involved in that that are out and causing any issues or anything like that. But this will be a little bit more of a drawn-out process as far as the court proceedings go, because we are now waiting on the state hospital to get some competency evaluations done.
Sheriff Johnson, Spencer Allred, Attorney Allred, anything else on either of these two cases you'd like to mention before we move on?
No, I just hope it cleared it up a little bit. Like I said, the curiosity, I understand our priority is always going to be to do the right thing in the case. And if that means taking a little longer and not answering the questions that are out there, that's what we're going to do.
And, you know, and you mentioned there was never a question or concern of safety. What is, if there were, I guess, what's the sheriff's office protocol at that point? You know, if you really felt like maybe the community was still in danger.
So we would get that information out, you know, as much as possible. Anything that involves public safety or the something that's going to get drawn out to the point where there's a public safety issue, people should be concerned. We're going to get that information out there. I mean, we felt strongly that was not the case, and that's why we were not releasing information until we had that investigation done.
Sheriff Johnson, while we have you in studio, I do want to give you a chance to speak on Anthony Hagler. Tony, your office was involved in that Lincoln County search and rescue, and just an unfortunate situation for a Lincoln County resident in Kemmer.
Yeah, and Tony had been missing for a while. His vehicle was found. There had been searches going on for several days, and we were able to a search, I think, ultimately put together by his brother, who's a law enforcement officer in Kemmer, and was able to locate the body, kind of narrowed that search area with some cadaver dogs out of Sweetwater County. And so we're able to locate the body. So there's some closure there, but it's a sad ending. And you know, our thoughts and prayers go out to that family. But they do have some closure now. The unknown is at least we know now at this point. But yeah, that's an unfortunate situation. But his body was located on Sunday, and there's no indication that there was any foul play or any indication that there was a crime committed there.
Exposure, I understand, is what the cause is.
Yeah, that's the he had been deceased for a period of time, so the going back and determining the cause of death becomes a little more difficult at that point. But yes, that's the ruling at this point.
Well, and it again just goes to show, in an instance like that, of course, the search and rescue in Lincoln County, and both Lincoln County Search and Rescue and Star Valley Search and Rescue have some fundraisers coming up, right? Yeah, with the barbecue in Kemmer and Diamondville, actually, and then the ranch rodeo in Star Valley. And Those are big events that help support those two great volunteer groups.
Yeah, and I've said it many times in here, they do such a great job. And this, like I said, this is not a meant to sound flippant, but if you're going to get lost, the best place to do it is Lincoln County, because we got some good search and rescue units, and they're you know, all volunteer. They just do a great job. They're committed to that. They're very good at what they do, and we're really lucky to have them. And like you said, we got some events come up that you're able to show your support. Good events, both of them. I've attended both of them several times over the years, and a good opportunity to go and have fun and at the same time support our search and rescue units.
Lincoln County Sheriff Shane Johnson and County Attorney Spencer Allred in studio. Thank you both for coming in. Anything else? All right.
That's it. Okay. Thank you.
It's all part of the weekday wake up this morning on SVI Radio.